Make him have sexual thoughts about you. Being able to convey her sexuality is one of the traits of a desirable woman. This is what makes a guy able to picture himself kissing you, wanting to touch you and be sexual with you. If you want out of the friend zone, it's important to get comfortable with the idea of a guy thinking about having sex with you. I realize this sounds fairly basic, but you might be surprised at how many women, in their eagerness to show that they're kind and smart and honest and trustworthy, lose sight of this basic requirement of romance. Even if he likes you, he may find it difficult to think of you as a romantic partner because he can't picture what being physically intimate with you will be like. When a guy's looking at you romantically, he's always wondering what sex is like with you. Even before the first date, a guy often secretly wants to feel that you have this really naughty side that he's not yet allowed to see, but has the potential to emerge with him. This is why it's so important that he views you as sexual early on. You might be thinking, well, he'll see what a sex fiend I am once he's in a relationship with me. But it doesn't work that way.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Spera.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And today, we are revisiting our friend, Matthew Hussey.
Oh, we love us some Matthew.
I do like a Matthew Hussey, but there's some parts of what we're going to talk about today that I disagree with. And we're going to be talking about a chapter from his book, Get the Guy, and it's about getting out of the friend zone.
Ooh, I feel like we've all been in the friend zone at some point.
Who hasn't, really?
Yeah. Someone who's not shooting shots. Or that girl who always has a boyfriend. You're like, maybe you just don't have friends.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I feel like that was when we started the podcast, this was part of it. We were like, oh, being one of the guys.
Yeah.
How you always just feel like you're one of the guys. No matter what you do with every guy you meet, you're like, oh, he sees me as his friend.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I think that's, we've talked about this a lot, is like having older brothers, we were also taught how to be like cool with dudes and like the cool girl. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, like, I realized I think I have friends who I've known like my whole life, guy friends who never realized I went through puberty. I'm like, do they know I'm a girl?
Right? Or they like, I don't really have this, but I've heard some girls say they have certain guy friends that's like, if they mention being like physical with a guy in any way, or even like the first time they see them with a guy, they're like, this is weird.
Oh, yeah. I've never had that, but I knew I was in the friend zone with a bunch of guys when they would start to rag on me for like any other guy that I was going out with. And I'm like, well, okay.
For sure.
If it's a joke that someone wants to make out with me, then I think that means you don't.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. It's so funny. Thank you so much.
Is that jealousy? Oh, no, not even a little bit? Okay.
Yeah. I have that with comedy. It's we call it bring them to the table. And it's the idea of, you're hanging out with comedians at a table after a show, during a show, and it's very rare that people will bring their significant other like to the table, even to just introduce, let alone actually to sit and hang out.
Yeah,
because it's a very like ball busting. You're gonna get like whoever you bring, no matter how good looking they are, no matter how great they are. It's like whenever the next time you're at the table is, you're gonna get shit on for it a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like, you know. But then it puts this like ego pressure when you date people of like, I don't know if I'd bring them to the table. It's like, the table of who? Do I really care about these people's opinions? You know?
You brought me to the table.
I did. I brought you to the table. You can hang. You know? But there's certain people that I'm just like, ugh, never bringing them to the table.
For sure. I mean, I think that's like any kind of friend group, or even worse, like family.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, no, I would hear about this forever.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, before we get to the chapter, the only thing we have is we have our vibrator giveaway of the Womanizer from WoW Tech Group. And if you join the Patreon, you enter to win one. You got to join it by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So April, 30 days has September, April. Yes, April 30th.
Nailed it.
Yeah, got that song forever in my brain. But yeah, you got to join by April 30th to enter to win. It's a $200 worthy vibrator. So if you join the Patreon, you enter to win one. And, win it for your mom, you know?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Give your mom the gift that keeps on giving. And then every year you just got to give her batteries. And it's a pretty nice gift.
No, this one doesn't even need batteries. So it's like...
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, no.
It recharges?
Yeah.
Oh.
You haven't used it that much.
All right. Well, give her a Con Ed gift card. Wait, can you do that?
Probably.
That would be pretty funny.
Let's reach out for our next sponsorship.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess without further ado, do we just want to start this chapter?
Yeah, let's see what get into to say. It.
Okay. Yeah. Right before this chapter, he gives the example of like, in romantic comedies, they've led us astray, right?
Yes, in every single way.
Or not even romantic comedy, any movie that there's the girl and the guy that are just friends, mm-hmm. they've always been friends forever, right? And then all of a sudden at the end of the movie, the guy just realizes this girl is perfect for him.
Yeah.
And then he just goes after her and he's like, I gotta be with her. She's the one for me. I don't know how I didn't see it all along.
Yeah, and she's always a smoke and it's like, you didn't realize she was hot? Yeah, like, yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she took her hair out of a ponytail and then suddenly, suddenly it was like, wow, what a babe. I had no idea.
Yeah, I just watched Friends with Benefits with Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake. It's on Netflix again. And they like, get naked obviously like before they have sex, but it's like this weird scene where they both just like look at each other's bodies and like with all lights on and they're both just like, oh, I could work with that. It's like you're looking at a naked Mila Kunis and a naked Justin Timberlake and you're like, that'll do.
No, I'm that like, needs what? To be like a Jason Segel, yeah. and like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
That's when it's realistic. I'm like, you know, you were old, so I didn't think about it, but pretty good bod.
Yeah.
Pretty good bod under there, Jamie Lee.
That's like, the remake.
Yeah. There needs to be a way more realistic pairing of the two. Because what's the other one that's basically the knockoff? Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, No Strings Attached or something like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah, like, oh, just put two hot people together. Oh. I don't know. They didn't see it. But the example of the movie, he says the only movie that gets it right is When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
Because she fakes an orgasm in front of him.
Oh.
And he goes, so then that made the man realize that she's a sexual being. It's like, yeah, I guess that'll do it.
Maybe that's because he'd never actually seen a woman orgasm. Yeah. He was like, oh, that's what it is.
He's like, wow, that's good. You could lie to me all you want, Sally.
That's when Harry really met Sally.
Yeah. All right.
How to get out of the dreaded friend zone. If you want to have a guy friend, that's great. But if you want to stop getting stuck in the friend zone with men you desire and with whom you can imagine a long and happy romantic future, the best thing to do is either meet someone new or do something new. Here are some pointers to help you shift his attitude towards you. Don't become his relationship coach. A guy friend is probably going to talk to you about other women he thinks are hot or other women he's seeing or dating. He may also feel free to ogle other women in front of you. If you still possessed any doubts as to whether the two of you were more than friends, this clinches it. The more you play therapist, talking through all of his relationship issues with other women, the further down the buddy trail you're headed. The trick is not to indulge him. Don't let him go on about some girl he's into. Don't try and give him advice or gently tell him what to do. Avoid the topic altogether. You do not want to hear about it. If you get stuck as his relationship coach, it leaves you no room to flirt and show off your own qualities. Being his coach might make you feel closer to him. It may make you feel as if your relationship is more authentic and honest. But getting close doesn't necessarily equal more attraction.
You either have to meet someone else or do something else.
Which I agree with.
I would agree too. Because if you keep doing the same things, you can't expect different results, right?
Exactly. I don't know. I think the tough thing, though, that most women, probably more so than men, encounter is like this feeling of you don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of what he was saying there of like in the do something else of like don't be the relationship coach and, you know, like put yourself in a different position. It's like, okay, if any friend of mine, regardless of gender, like says that they need help in their relationship, I'm going to have a conversation with them because I'm a friend who's there for people.
Yeah, or they don't even say need help. They just talk to you about it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you're just like halfway down this conversation. Yeah. What are you supposed to do, Matthew? End the conversation? Like,
yeah, someone's opening up to closed. You yeah. and you're like, nah, don't want to hear it. No, thanks. Yeah, that feels rude.
Yeah, and they're also not going to date you after that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's why I want to date the person that doesn't listen to me and just disregards my feelings.
Yeah. You know who wasn't there when I needed them? I would like to buy her a drink.
Yeah, I only agree with the point that he says if they are doing that with you, especially like talking about other girls in front of you, even if it's not from an advice standpoint. Like, yeah. if they want you to be the coach or they're just talking openly to you about other women, that's the clearest sign of, like, they're not into you.
Absolutely.
They're not into you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, cut them off.
Right.
But
yeah, I think you just got to read the sign there and then move on to someone else.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, have you ever had, because I think more so when guys have talked to me about other girls, it's more of like a, in a bro-y kind of way. So they'll be asking me about guys and especially like, this is more of like a young 20s, like college thing when everybody knows who everybody slept with.
Yep.
Just wanting to get the dirt on that other person. And because I was the girl who was friends with the guys and the girl. So I'd be like, well, I heard this story one version. So tell me your side.
Yeah, right.
But then they would be like ball busting me about like if I hooked up with one of their guy friends. So it's like, okay, that's when you really know when they want to know who, like your body count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just, they know too much.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what else he says in this chapter.
Be willing to disagree with him. When we like someone, our impulse is to get along in order to build rapport. We're desperate to find some common ground. This may lead you to say you agree with his opinions, even if you don't. Or you won't challenge him on something about which you'd normally cause a ruckus because you don't want to make waves. You're bending to accommodate him, to show him how well you fit together instead of just sticking to your own opinions and standards, which is the kind of thing friends do. See each other's point of view. Agree to disagree. Build consensus. One of the ways to make sure you don't slip into the friend zone is to be willing to challenge him on things. It sounds counterintuitive, but one way to be more attractive is to break rapport with a guy by disagreeing with him. A guy doesn't want a yes woman who agrees with everything he says. I don't recommend you ever fake this, but if he says something that's out of step with your values, or he says he likes a book or a movie or a band that you can't stand, be willing to cause a little trouble. If he's moaning and groaning a lot about his workload or his favorite team's recent losing streak, you can say, I could never be with you. You're way too much work. This is a playful way of communicating your standards. You can also say this if he ever jokes about the idea of the two of you being together. In fact, if he ever jokes about it, say, yeah, we'd never work. I'm way too cool for you. Bear in mind that for this to work, you cannot say it seriously. The tone always has to be a bit cheeky, like you're only playing with the idea of being together. You're not remotely serious. Do you see what's happening here? You're both putting the idea of a relationship in his head while also taking it away. This is an elegant way of communicating high value to a guy, because now you've suggested he's going to have to live up to your standards.
I don't know if I just learned something or if I just like totally disagree with him. But
I felt like he contradicted himself in that section
a little bit, because that doesn't make sense to me. I feel like I'm more likely, like if I'm dating someone or like seeing someone and they say something that I disagree with, that I'm going to be more likely to let that gloss over.
Yes.
Because that's the one that I don't want to ruffle feathers. But is that why men love bitches and they're always with the girl? It's all connected.
Yeah, the girl that like nags them or is like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Or that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Because it's
probably.
And also his example is so poor of like a band that I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you know? I'll debate bands, like music I like versus,
yeah,
you know, restaurants I like, whatever it is. Those little things I'm like, I don't have any hesitation with someone I'm dating or someone I'm not dating. I'm being like, yeah, I'm not really into that.
Okay, question though. Is someone you're dating, because I know how I would answer, someone you're dating names a band that you like don't really know, you're not that into. And would you have a hard stance on it? Or would you be like, oh, maybe like I'll check that out and like just kind of let it go? Versus a friend, would you be more apt to just like have a longer conversation about it?
I don't think it would differ either way.
I feel like it would be different for me. I feel like if I'm dating someone, I would just be like, oh, okay. Like, sometimes I feel like I don't have as hard of opinions with the guys that I'm dating.
Hmm. Well, when he said that example, I felt like I have done that in the past. Past. Of like,
okay,
pretending to like stuff someone else liked, you thought that would get them to like you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, almost, yeah, like let's younger. Bond over this.
Yeah.
This was the person I wrote the song for. One of the things I did, wait, let's go back. The person I wrote that song for, okay? One of the things I did was I learned Stairway to Heaven the song, the lyrics. Yeah. I would listen to it like every morning to learn all the words. I mm-hmm. would casually kind of sing it under my breath, sitting in front of him in class.
Oh my God.
Slash humming it, hoping that he would just go, oh, Stairway to Heaven? And be like, oh, are you a fan of that? Like I didn't know he was already a fan. And this is also so sad of like, why, of all the music I could pick, I'm like, Stairway to Heaven, he likes rock music. Oh. I'll just hum Stairway to Heaven to myself right in front of him. But you know, things like that you would like do, you're just like, later you just go, oh yeah, that didn't work.
Yeah.
I thought they'd talk to me about it.
Right.
Like, or maybe it did, but it doesn't make them like you.
Right.
Or if anything, does it make you seem like more of the guys? Like more of one of the guys?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't know about like a song, but I would do that shit with sports.
Yes.
Because I remember one time my brother told me when I was in like sixth grade, he was like, oh, if you know football, by the time you get to high school, every boy is really going to like you. Because I knew like all sports stats then. And like, yeah, I could like rattle off football, poker, every like thing I knew so well. And so then when I got to high school and I could like name all this football stuff, and I was like, yeah, I bet I can throw further than you. I think I threw for more yards in my powder puff game than the quarterback did all year. And I was like ragging on him, and people did not like that.
No, of course not. Right.
Yeah.
And that was the part he touched on that I kind of agree with, when he was like, okay, do these things, but there's a way you have to say it.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? That line, what was the line you gave of like, oh, we would never work. Like, yeah. Oh, we could never go out. I said that to someone that was not someone I was trying to date. It was someone that I was friends with.
Okay.
And we were disagreeing about something.
Okay.
And he was getting like, I don't know, it was something in text. And you know when you're just like, I'm not in the mood to really talk about this and text about this?
That's
and I just
my
was
life.
Like, that's your whole life.
Yeah. How many times have I told you I hate a group chat?
Oh, I know. But I just on the fly just said, yeah, well, that's why we won't work. Mm. And then he like went off.
Because men don't like to be told no.
It was wild. And yeah. I was just sitting there being like, dude, really? And then, but he was really offended that I said we wouldn't work. He's
really?
Like, I actually think we could work. And here's why. And I was like, but are you trying to date me? It's like, no, but I'm mad that you said that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like they were mad. It was almost like I rejected him for one thing. And
right.
I was just like, we were talking about like marriage, and he didn't believe in marriage. And I was like, oh, I mean, I do. So we would never work.
That's a pretty big reason.
That's a pretty good deal breaker reason. Yeah. You know, that's a pretty good one.
Because a successful relationship to me is a marriage.
Yeah. Like, oh, you never want to get married? Well, then we would not work. We would break up then when it got to that point, because yeah. That's what I want. And I love how it was like, oh, one thing?
Yeah.
One thing, you're going to just throw this whole possibility away. And I was like, it's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big thing.
Some might say the whole goal of the relationship.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh my God.
But I've never tried to do that with a friend, with someone I felt like I was in the friend zone with.
No, I haven't either. And I think the thing that was weird to me about this, though, is that I think if a guy brings up we would never work in a playful tone like that, he's already thinking about it. I think he's trying to tee it up and you're getting in like playing game situation.
I don't know how I'd feel if a guy said that to me. Because it could go one or two ways. If I was flirting with a guy and then he said that to me, I would almost feel like that was his way of kind of trying to tell me no. Like, I'm not interested.
I think it would depend. Like, if it was in person, you could read, obviously, the tone in the face, like, mm-hmm. pretty well. Honestly, that line, I would probably fuck him.
You're like, we wouldn't?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Yeah. It fits. Yeah. Like, what?
I don't know. I'm like, yeah, that would probably do it for me.
Yeah.
I like a challenge.
It's interesting. I have someone in my life right now that I, quote, am a bit of the relationship coach.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing. If they start coming to you being like relationship coach and they're seeing someone, I don't think, I would not be on board with doing any type of moves to try to like get yourself out of the friend zone while they're seeing someone else.
No, that's manipulative.
I don't think that's cool.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
Well, because I just always think about, okay, like if they cheat on you physically or emotionally,
mm-hmm.
they're going to do it when they're with you. You know,
exactly.
Like how could you trust that person?
Right. Or do you want to talk about ruining the friendship? Being like, you know, unless it's something, you're at the point you really have feelings for this person, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, it drives you nuts to talk to them and you're not together and you want to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like then say something, but in the sense of like, you know what? I feel like I kind of have feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a break. We can't like talk for a while and hang out or whatever it is. But that's like a hard decision and you're like respecting their relationship. I think that's fine to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I thought about doing it when this person kept talking to me about their thing and I talked to a guy friend. I was like, yeah, I don't really want to hear about the stuff anymore. I was like, one, because I don't think it's a good relationship. And two, I was like, I'm in like a weird spot. I don't want to give advice because I feel like it's biased because I'm sitting there being like, yeah, why don't you just dump her and date me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, and that's not a good place to be in.
Yeah.
So you got to like play literal therapist where you just like let them talk and just ask questions of like, well, how do you feel about this? Like,
yeah. And that, I mean, that's got to be even harder when you have feelings for the person and they're coming to you and you feel like they're not being treated well. But like, if you like the way they're handling the situation, if you being like, oh, this could be a really good partner and this person isn't, they're taking advantage of that. Like, I would be so much better. Like, that's got to be such a tough spot to be in.
Well, yeah, because I never saw this person in that way till literally day before they went on this date.
No.
So we hung out and then, and I left being like, oh, I'm like kind of into this person. And it was true of this, like, there was like a flirtiness and the topic of conversation was kind of sexual. And I just never saw them in that light.
Yeah.
And I've known this person a very long time. And I just was like, oh, they fuck.
Yeah.
Like, my head was just like, oh, they have sex.
Yeah.
So that trick that Hussey recommends in this chapter kind of worked on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember he was telling me how he had like a date the next day, just like vaguely of like, oh yeah, it's my first date in a while. Because obviously pandemic times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember getting the update like 2 days later of like, such a great time, the spark, the da da da. And I was like, oh, he's gone. He's gone. Like, the window was so small. And I felt weird. Like, I'm not going to make a move. Like, I was like, I'll give him a couple days after this date.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it's just like, damn.
Well, because then it's also, I mean, in the immediate, he's probably telling you about how happy he is.
Exactly.
So you can't be like,
excited.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you and your happiness.
Right. And also, I left there and I remember coming home, or I think I texted you during this. And I remember being like, I think I'm feeling a vibe. Should I make a move? And we were both like, let's let it sit for a minute. Because it was like the first time ever and is a genuine friend.
Yes.
So you're like, shit, I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, another one bites the dust. And I keep hearing about this relationship. And so very early on, I had said to the mutual friend of ours, should I say, hey, I actually almost thought about making a move the other night when we hung out.
Mm.
And he was like, I wouldn't. Like, he was like, it's just going to get murky. Let that, like, ride its course. Because he's like, because if it works out and they're meant to be, like, then you're still friends. And I was like, ah, true.
Yeah. And if you said something and it works out with this guy and this girl, you're always going to be the friend that tried to stop it.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
but he's too honest. I'm like, she'll know. Yeah, if I say something, she'll know.
Yeah. And women can smell that shit.
Yeah.
If there's, like, awkwardness.
Totally.
Yeah. So that would be tough.
But not going to lie, sometimes a guy confiding in you about relationships makes you like them less,
you know.
But then it's like, after talking, if you're really that person even for a while, at any point if they end and then I make a move, they're gonna sit there and be like, wait, that whole time I was confiding in you, were you giving me advice that was trying to steer me away from this person?
Do you think men think that far into things?
This person would.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? I would, if I was confiding in a guy friend and he was being like, oh yeah, like that's not right and blah blah blah, and then the second I have a breakup they're making a move on me, I'd be like, oh, the whole time you just wanted me to break up with that guy.
I don't know. I think that's the onus is kind of on that person to understand the severity of the situation. Because if it's like, once you get out of something, any kind of relationship, and you almost have that bird's eye view of it, of like, oh, that was toxic.
Right.
You know, so I think that really is on them to understand those situations that they were in. And if the breakup was valid, and then I don't think you can blame another person in your life for something not working out in your relationship, or you know, for the advice that they gave you.
You know, but it's just the thing of like, oh, was there another motive the whole time? I think you feel a little like
sinful.
But I think there'd be an art to it of just like, even if you just said, yeah, it was kind of hard for me to hear about this other person because I didn't feel like they were treating you well and I kind of liked you, but I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it would also depend on to a degree the amount of time that passed, because like the second they break up, you're at their door, it's gonna be like, that feels gross.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, when they swoop, when they get swooped up so quickly, it makes you be like, I gotta make moves fast because they're gonna be gone again. The hinge rose is gone. This one is gone. Everybody's gone. Everybody's gone in 2 fucking seconds. I'm like, what is going on?
People People are not on the market long these days.
They're not. It's frustrating.
Let's see what else he has to say.
Okay.
Let him know what's off limits. If he persists being a guy friend and not your boyfriend, make it clear to him that certain things are off limits. There are certain perks of being in a relationship with you that he's not entitled to because you're only friends. Being able to see you naked, or how sexy you are in the bedroom, or what kind of underwear you own. These things are reserved for the man with whom you're in a romantic relationship. Again, don't chide him or lecture him, just playfully let him know that there are certain wonders behind the velvet curtain that he could partake of were the two of you a couple. If you're having a conversation about sex, never be explicit. Just hint at how amazing you are in that arena and let him imagine the rest. If he asks you a personal question about it, say in a teasing manner, "I don't reveal my secrets to just anyone." Now you're showing him that there's a level of closeness he can't get by just being friends with you. It implies that you're both high value and that you have hidden depths.
Okay. All right. I mean, when have you ever had guy friends see you naked?
I mean, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm a good friend, Erica.
Okay, all right.
I think...
people some lessons.
I think what he's going for here is like a friends with benefits situation, which I would hope so. Definitely been in those situations, thinking stupidly that it was fine. We were just both attracted to each other. It was, you know, we could hang out, be like bros, have sex, everything would be fine. It was not fine. Because then, I don't know, just as a woman, typically like biology is going to take over at some point and you're going to get feelings, you know, especially if it's good. And that happened to me in college. There was this guy who I was really good friends with. And we started to hook up and I was like, this is perfect. I'll let you know, like, I'm like the bro at the party.
Yeah,
we can be flirty, and even like we disagreed on a lot of stuff, like we would just like have that fun like banter arguing, and then we could just have sex.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, no, he really wants to like talk, like have a girlfriend, like talk to someone else. I start to get feelings.
Yep.
He did not have them back. And I also like didn't really express it, so then I was like, oh, I just like can't really hang out anymore. But being like that age, you do kind of lose your friends. Or for like a minute, I was like, I got to hang out with other people. But then everyone was like, well, why isn't Molly coming to the parties? I was like, because I can't really be around that. But they were like, oh, Molly doesn't have feelings. Like, she's not that girl. But, you know, like nobody.
She doesn't have feelings. Yeah. It's fine. We can make fun of her all day. We can sleep with her. It's fine.
No, actually, really sad story. Not sad, but like not great at the time. It was my birthday. And it was like a weekday. I was turning 20, so I couldn't go. There was one bar in my college town. I couldn't go out to the bars. And I was going to do some stuff on the weekend. And it was the day of. And this was kind of like when all the stuff was going down with this guy, right? And I was like, I really just like don't want to do anything. I like, because in my head, I was like, I kind of want to hang out with him. But yeah, it was, yeah, not. It was this weird thing. Where
you can't plan ahead with friends and benefits.
Yeah. And also like no one was really talking to me about anything. And I had like one friend who... one of my girlfriends was trying to get me to come over to her apartment. And I was like, I have like midterms. I'm just going to read. And like, I was such a loser. I was like, I'm just going to read and do homework.
Oh, and no.
They, all of them, including this guy, were throwing a surprise party for me. And I didn't go. I had no idea.
Wait, why didn't somebody tell you at that point?
Well, because the girl could be like, she kept being like, come over and just like watch a movie. I was like, I don't want to. Like, it's a weekday. I'm have like tests tomorrow. And so then her and like a couple of other girlfriends came over with like the cake, and they're like, everyone was there. We tried to throw you a party. So like the guy was trying to like be there as a friend.
Oh my God.
But I was just so caught up in my head of, I just like wanted to like have a like a real date night with him, because I think he was starting to talk to someone else and I knew about it. So yeah,
or you wanted the test of like, is this guy gonna reach out to me?
Yeah.
And if you're hanging out with your friend, you can't ditch in the middle of a movie,
right? Ooh. But since everyone was trying to keep it hush hush, literally none of them had reached out to me that day, because they were throwing this big party. Like, they had spent the day decorating her apartment.
I'm mad at your friend. I'm so mad at your friend of you being like, I just really don't want to do anything. And I would be like, okay, I'm not supposed to tell you, but we planned a surprise party for you, yeah, and everybody's here waiting. Like, how do you not say that? You must have been really adamant about your tests, Molly. You must have been like, no, you do not understand. I have a big exam tomorrow. I am not leaving this room.
Sometimes I got a little nerdy, okay?
Oh, my God.
But they were also like,
I just, how do they not tell you at that point? Because I would be like, hey, just come for like 20 minutes. Let us sing a happy birthday. Everyone's here waiting to say hi.
Well, if I knew there was a party, I would have like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm mad at your friend.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm mad at your friend and this guy. I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at everyone in Vermont right now. That's like so nice, but like, damn.
But I mean, that's the risk you run when you do something like that, though, because I think she knew what was going on with the guy, but it would have made it awkward for the whole friend group if they were like, oh, Molly and so-and-so are hooking up, because people didn't really know. And then we started to bring this other girl around. It was just so uncomfortable, but no one knew why.
And you can't say anything.
Yeah. So don't let your friends see you naked.
Or then the other party said, don't talk at all about sex, which is very interesting, because the other point he made was saying, have them see you in a sexual way and like flirt with them. And I'm sitting here being like, well, that, like, and if you're very closed off when it comes to any type of sexual conversation, then how are you being a sexual being in front of them?
Like, well, it's also walking a very fine line, because he said, let them know how good you are at sex.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
part.
Like, how.
You just seem like a liar.
Yeah. I'm really great.
Sex. Yeah. Well, ew, they go to another school. Like, that's. Yeah. I'm really great. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you,
I don't
know. Am I supposed to just be like, oh, yeah, I hooked up with this guy, said I was the best he's ever had.
Yeah.
And I just leave it at that. It's like, toodaloo. Like, gotta go study. Like, what? That's a, I don't know how you walk that line.
Yeah, I don't know either, because it's also like, once you give a man a little bit of wiggle room in a sexual conversation, it's hard to like not let it go too far.
Yeah, or I almost feel like if you confide in them for a little advice in the sex department, I think that opens the door and makes you seem kind of sexual.
Yeah, but don't you think they're thinking about you fucking someone else?
I don't know.
Like getting advice?
I don't know. Hussy didn't tell me. I'm trying to figure out how to do this tip, and I can't think of it, because, you know, the whole reason I started being like, oh, I think I kind of like am feeling my friend in a romantic way was because he talked to me about something sexual.
Okay.
That I had never, ever heard him mention anything sexual before. So, I mean, granted, I'm a woman, so maybe it is different.
Maybe.
Like, it made me kind of be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He's good.
Okay.
He's open.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing, too, of if you're trying so hard to make it look like you're good, like, everyone has heard those people before that are just talk themselves up in a conversation. You're like, yeah, you're probably really bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to go anywhere near that.
Yeah. Like, what we shared some tweet on the Instagram was like, the guys with the best dick game are the ones who don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's like, everything that big dick energy is.
Yeah.
So we got to get some, not big vagina energy, but basically.
Tight vagina energy.
Tight vagina energy. TVE, baby.
I don't know on this tip. I don't really know what to do with it, I'll be honest. But, like, I would agree of, like, you can keep stuff and you can kind of make a joke of like, oh, this is for boyfriends only. But funny, I've done that with people. It's like I'm dating and I'm not their girlfriend yet.
Ooh.
But I've never felt like that with the friend. But there also wasn't things that would come up like, what if they just were like, oh, let's grab a bite. I'm like, oh, it's for boyfriends only. It's like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird. Question though, do you think the guys who you've been seeing but not in a relationship with, when you say that, do you think they more feel it as a dig, where a guy who you're a friend with might feel it as more of a challenge?
Ooh, good point.
Yeah.
I think in a relationship, if you say that's a girlfriend privilege, that definitely is like a dig and it's pushing them.
Yeah.
Because I've had to bite my tongue sometimes of like being in the middle of like being annoyed with them.
Yeah.
Or they want you to do something and you're kind of like, you know what? I'm not your fucking girlfriend.
Right.
Like I've had to stop myself from saying that a couple times because I'm like, well, that's not going to get you the girlfriend title. Yeah. I'm just like, not your girlfriend. Do it yourself, bitch.
I kind of feel like that's like a longer term, like a engagement ring. Pressure.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, where's my ring?
Yeah.
It's very like, it's kind of entitled.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, if you hit the point, you're seeing someone long enough that you're like, why am I not their girlfriend? Have a conversation about it. And if you're not, move on. Like,
yeah.
That's what I learned from those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get out.
Right? Because sometimes when I would feel that, especially, it would be like, I think indirectly, they were trying to find something as a reason to end it.
Yeah.
And they would ask me about something and I would kind of be like, oh, well, I could do what I want because I'm not your girlfriend.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or they want you to end it because men can't have anyone be upset with them.
Ugh.
So
yes.
They're just going to kind of dick you around until you finish it.
That too.
All right. Well, we could have saved ourselves a lot of time here, but thank you for that, sir.
Right. All right. Let me see what else is in this chapter.
Okay.
Make him have sexual thoughts about you. Being able to convey her sexuality is one of the traits of a desirable woman. This is what makes a guy able to picture himself kissing you, wanting to touch you and be sexual with you. If you want out of the friend zone, it's important to get comfortable with the idea of a guy thinking about having sex with you. I realize this sounds fairly basic, but you might be surprised at how many women, in their eagerness to show that they're kind and smart and honest and trustworthy, lose sight of this basic requirement of romance. Even if he likes you, he may find it difficult to think of you as a romantic partner because he can't picture what being physically intimate with you will be like. When a guy's looking at you romantically, he's always wondering what sex is like with you. Even before the first date, a guy often secretly wants to feel that you have this really naughty side that he's not yet allowed to see, but has the potential to emerge with him. This is why it's so important that he views you as sexual early on. You might be thinking, well, he'll see what a sex fiend I am once he's in a relationship with me. But it doesn't work that way. There are several ways to display your sexual nature without coming on to him in a way that's overly forward. Dancing with a guy is a great way for him to notice your sexuality. When he sees you enjoy moving your body and being in the moment, he can't help feeling closer to you physically. Another way is to let him know that you have sexual thoughts. Now, obviously, you never want to just stride up to a guy and tell him you want to have sex with him. You also don't want to outright say to him, you're so sexy. This might be something you say in a relationship or in bed, but in the early stages, it feels like too much. Instead of telling him outright that he's sexy, tell him something he does is sexy. For example, if a guy is wearing a new leather jacket, say, wow, that jacket is sexy. Or, hey, you know I can't resist guys in leather jackets. Take that off now. If he's wearing a new aftershave and you say, wow, I can't resist that smell on a guy. You're making it about the aftershave, not about him personally. Even in general conversation, when you use phrases like, I can't resist that, or it turns me on when, or it's so sexy when, you're communicating your sexual desires. This is the kind of language that distinguishes a romance from a friendship. If you're confident enough, you could be sexual moments after you meet a guy. You don't have to wait. You could be standing next to a guy at a social function and say, I can't stand next to you. I have a fetish for guys who wear scarves. It's a silly line, but it establishes from your first interaction that the two of you are never going to be just friends. Let's take a closer look at one of the lines above. Hey, you know I can't resist guys in leather jackets. Take it off now. This line and every similar line about how something drives you crazy and he must stop immediately or suffer the consequences serves to both offer a compliment and immediately rescind it. You're saying, in essence, you turn me on, but you're not allowed to. You're saying, I'm attracted to you, but I'm not sure I should be. You're telling him you find him sexy in a leather jacket, but you're also communicating that by being sexy, he's breaking the rules. So, of course, knowing men the way you do now, what does he want to do? Break the rules.
I mean, that's the first time I've heard of a scarf fetish.
Wow, yeah.
That's a new one.
Oh, you know, I have a scarf fetish. All right, so handful to unpack here.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried anything remotely close to this?
No. No, I don't think so. Have you?
I have accidentally stumbled on a great line, but it's not... I wasn't in friend zone with somebody. It was someone I like just met.
Okay.
It was like friends of friends hanging out. And this guy was like kind of cute. And I felt like he was throwing me a little vibe. And I was like, oh, he's cute. And then he was going outside to smoke. And I was like, smoke what? And he was like, cigarettes. And I was like, oh. And then he just goes, why'd you ask? And I was like, I don't know. I thought you were cute till you said that. And it just came out of my mouth. And all of a sudden he was like, what? What? Like he was like, what? 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 don't go anywhere. Like, it was like, he was kind of like, oh, you think I'm cute? And it was like, did you not just hear me insult your habit? Yeah. Like, kind of thing. So I'm like, it's interesting. Everything he said, I was kind of like, this is, it's odd though, if someone, if you are truly friends with them on some level, that then you just suddenly one day are coming in hot and flirty.
Yeah, I think that that's weird. And then also his point of like, yeah, you can do it to someone you just met. It's like, that's not a friend.
Yeah, like he was like, during courtship or when you just meet, it's important. It's like, well, that.
Yeah.
Like, so clarify, this is before you go in the friend zone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could turn this on in the friend zone.
I don't think so.
I feel like I've tried to flirt with a friend once and they just were like, are you okay?
Actually, I'm like, not really feeling
like,
well.
What is going on? They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then you're like, what? What? Do not. I'm being me. They're like, this is not you. I know you.
Right.
This is not you. You're like, damn it.
So I was trying to think of more life applicable situations of just being able to see yourself as like a, or not see yourself, be seen more sexual. It's like, have you ever had a guy see you dressed up? Like, you and I are not people who like wear dresses a lot, right?
It's yeah,
like
Mr. Clean.
Yeah. And then they're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's actually kind of like,
I could do this.
Yeah. Takes a lot of work. Yeah. But no,
if you invited me somewhere, I would do this.
It's kind of like in Love and Basketball when they're like, damn, I didn't know Nike made dresses.
Yeah.
Like, it's that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's actually more of a realistic situation because he's like, she looked so different. And it was like, that's the first time Quincy saw Monica actually look sexual, because like she never even had like cleavage out before, you know?
Right.
So, and I think that like getting dressed up like at a wedding or something, or even like a good Instagram picture, like when you posted that selfie everybody was
I got a bunch
in
of
your
responses.
DMs.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I think things like that, it's kind of like, oh, something that'll make them turn their head.
True. But I hesitate to give that advice because there's been so many times I feel like I've tried that and it didn't work with specifically someone I was already friends with.
I think I've done things kind of like that, or like gotten more attention from friends, but I think it's really hard not to just hook up.
Yes.
Which that is going to be the hardest thing with friendship. It's like you get the attention, but you don't act on it, which is the hardest thing because you're like in the moment, you think, I just won the game. You know, but
and it's like we already know each other.
Right.
So they're on board for everything.
Yeah. They know that I'm perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But this, the first part of this referenced my original move.
The dancing?
In college. Dancing was my move.
Yeah.
Because it is a very easy way of being kind of sexual with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then even after, you could just also play it off of like, yeah, we're just dancing.
Yeah.
But you were like, that's how people dance.
You let them see what those hips do,
right,
though.
Exactly.
You know?
These hips don't lie.
Did you ever get a friend? Did you ever dance with a friend like that and then have it like get a little more flirty? Or?
Yeah. I mean, it was also a hookup move. So, you know.
Yeah. Like, I've only ever used it to hook up.
Yeah. It's in college, you know? But then leaving college, I kind of was like, you can't just grind on someone anymore. Like, I
mean,
there's
some bars.
I mean, yeah, there are some places that you could. So I guess maybe.
But yeah, I feel like a good dance move is like how you close.
Yes.
You know, you dance for a little bit and then you leave.
Right. But that's like you just said, it's very hard of like with somebody that you already know and are comfortable with flipping a sexual switch on and then not hooking up with them.
Yeah. Because I think like I've danced with guy friends in like a group. But that's when you're like, oh, we're really friend zoned hard.
Yeah.
Like, because we are doing the funny dance moves.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. No one's touching me.
Yeah. You don't want to come this close to me.
But the line of like, oh, you look like sexy in that.
Yeah.
Maybe not even the word sexy.
I'm going to say that's just not a word in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I don't say that to anybody.
So I think that's where if you try too hard and actually like verbatim use these lines, I think that's when someone would be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been listening to Matthew Hussey? What are you even doing?
Like, if I said sexy to anybody, they'd be like, can you leave? Like,
yeah.
It just comes out awkwardly.
I've, like, said this to guy friends, not meaning it, and, like, I was trying to get with them way, but, like, if they showed up and, like, there was something about their outfit that I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You look good. Like, just a genuine reaction where I was like, you look really good.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I think it just boosts their confidence. I don't think it makes them, like, turn and look at you. Suddenly, he's looking around the room of like, oh, well, if I look so good today, Yeah. Let me go scoop somebody, but he's not trying to scoop me.
Yeah. So, and if anything, you lose your friend to hang with that night.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like anytime I've done that, I just up this man's confidence to go talk to other women.
Yeah. And then
it's like,
the
you're already
alone.
Talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, really? And then they're almost like, do you think she'd talk to me because of this haircut? And I'm like, sure. Go try.
And then all of a sudden you have to be a wingman. And it's like, this is the opposite of what I wanted to do. Now I got to watch you leave with someone else.
Yeah. That should be another thing in here. Never be the wingman.
Never be the wingman. Because I've done that. Oh, yeah.
Of it's like, yeah, talk to those girls. Like, befriend those girls and then invite us over. And you're like, well, now I'm like a shitty person to go out with and I'm never going to get invited anymore if I don't. Yeah. You know, like you're like, I'm going to be the man if I, you know. Introduce this group to my group, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's an easy icebreaker, a same-sex thing.
Yeah.
I did that with my brother once accidentally. My sister and I were out with him, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, yeah, where's Marcus? And we find him, and he's like talking to these two tall, hot guys. We're like, Marcus, there you are. We just slide in. We're like, hey, oh, you met our brother? Hi. Like, we were like, nice, Marcus. And Marcus is just being his friendly fucking self. He's
no
just
idea.
Like, I'm just chatting to these dudes. They're pretty funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're also hot. Call me. Text me. I'm on the other side of the room. I had no idea, you know? Like, damn it, Marcus. Help me out. Anyway, damn. I don't know. I don't believe it would work. I'll try it if I ever get the chance. Something like that. I won't say sexy.
Yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't use that word. I would compliment a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I think, too, I think it would actually be better not just be like, you look sexy, you should take that off, or whatever the fuck he said, but a good line of like, oh, you look really good, and like a touch. You know, like a good leg touch.
Yeah.
You're going to know
initiated
right away.
Touching. Yo, yep. Okay, so wait, okay. Did I ever talk about this move?
I don't know.
Of what I used to do with guys that wore necklaces?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Remember, I feel like necklaces are kind of back for men, but I think it was like middle school they were back. And I would get really like, I would be like, oh, what's your necklace? And because they usually were under, it'd be under the shirt and you just see it up on the neck. Yeah. So I would very lightly touch and like pull it out.
Yeah.
But I'm like very lightly touching their neck as I'm doing it. And I'm very close to
you
them.
You did this in middle school?
Yeah.
What?
I did. I was pretty bold.
I mean, good for you.
Woo. I mean, I toned it down after that. I had a couple years off from these aggressive behaviors, but it would work. Like, I would just be like, and I would play so dumb of like not realizing how close I was to them and just be looking at this necklace. And I would always see their Adam's apple like swallow. And I was like, I got him.
Yeah, nailed it.
I got him. He's thinking about it.
Success.
Well, okay, so take a version of that move, and if a guy has, like, if you're going to compliment, like, a haircut or just his hair, you could lightly kind of touch the hair a little.
Yeah.
And that also is a thing of you can kind of get a little close. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Look at me just gazing up at you.
Yeah. I think
down at you if you're me. But.
I think you do that with, like, a jacket, too, like a leather jacket. Like, the collar. Oh, like, that's really nice.
Yeah, touching the arms. Of like, oh, this feels nice.
Yeah.
It's so soft.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Throw that in there. Okay. Yeah.
Look at me telling you to touch people.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I won't do that still. I'll just buy him a drink.
I'm just going to get him drunk.
I'm just going to throw a football over the mountains. And he'll notice me. I got to be honest, even with all the advice from this chapter, I still really don't think it's possible for women to get out of the friend zone.
No, I really don't either.
I don't unless you went through some crazy physical transformation. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
I would agree with that. And I would also say, like, say you were friends in, like, high school or something. And then you're, like, out of college, you know, like, our age, like, mid-20s. And then you end up moving in the same city.
Yes.
You know,
but like, that's, like, a familiarity thing.
Yeah, and there's this new period of getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. So then I think that's also that first time you would see them, it's like, oh wow, like I never saw them as like an adult.
Yeah.
And that's where you would see them more of this like sexual being. Mm. I think so. I think that's where it would be possible, but it's a brand new relationship at that point.
Okay.
I think it would be much easier for a man to get out of the friend zone with a woman, because
for
I
sure
think women are just more so or more often looking for a relationship.
And the advice of being sexual, if you are a classic nice guy, like you're like, I'm always the nice guys finish slash blah blah blah, the reason is because they don't see you as a sexual being, women. And I told this guy before he went on a date with someone, and I said, your downfall is people don't see you as a sexual being. I was like, so if you're going to make a move, I go make a bold move. And they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, he fucks. Like, yeah. I was like, you need to turn that switch on in someone's mind.
Yeah.
I was like, and I hope you're not offended me saying that. I go, but that's when I like am friends with you. I was like, I don't see any sexualness.
Yeah,
like
I don't get that vibe.
I don't think you'd ever make a move on anybody.
Right.
I was like, but I know you would. So if you're going to do it, do it.
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Or especially like, if it's definitely someone who they're already friends with and you know that they're like a really good friend, it's like, yeah, she's not getting that from you either.
Exactly.
Like, if this is how you are to your friends. Mm. So yeah, I think that's good advice.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I'm never going to try again to get out of the friend zone, but I think for women, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah. So that's why you should be grabbing some necklaces.
But also being close with so many men, there have been a couple men that I know that did date someone that they were good friends with for a very long time. They were like, oh, it's like my sister, like good friends, blah, blah, blah. They know everything. And they had an issue in the relationship of specifically one guy told me that his girl said, you love me, but you don't desire me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And he was like, that has been fucking with my head all day. And I go, well, because she's right.
Yeah.
I was like, and you know that's right. Yeah. There's not this like, essentially sexual physical desire. It's like you're good friends as you were.
I mean, I think that can happen in any relationship though, right? Like
just
the fire goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's still this person who you have so much love for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrifying to think
about.
But
it's just like, imagine getting out of the friend zone and then the whole relationship though, you feel no fire from them.
Yeah.
You feel none of that desire. And you're just like, oh, yeah, you just want to be my friend is how it would feel the whole time.
It would feel like someone settled of, all right, well, we got here and, you know, there was nothing else. We felt like we needed to move on, mm-hmm. you know, especially if it was because so many people at like 30 just kind of end up marrying who they're with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, is that what happened? That's what would be in my head of like, oh, you just took me because I was the right there.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that happening with me, Molly, because no one's here. So, yeah. I'm 30 in 2 weeks and no one's here yet. So you know what? Maybe at 35. Maybe at 35 I'll turn the settle down leave. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's no. But yeah. I don't know. If anyone, I would be very curious if anyone has any success stories about getting out of the friend zone. I would like to hear them.
Yeah.
Specifically I would women.
Too. Yeah. Women to men, yeah. I mean, I'd be curious across gay relationships too if it's different. Because, you know, we're always thinking about this mostly from, like, heterosexual relationships. Mm. So I'd be curious, because that would be tough of, then how do you also just, like, give that vibe off? Is it different? Is it not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If anyone's gotten out of the friend zone, tell us what you did. Tell us if you did any of these type of moves, because I would love to hear it.
Help us out.
Help us out. And then we're going to email Matthew Hussey.
Yes.
I'm going to try some of these methods. I'm going to let you know how it goes.
Tell him to stop saying sexy, because it doesn't sound cool in an American accent.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. But yeah, thanks for listening this week, guys. And join the Patreon if you want to enter to win the Womanizer Vibrator, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And follow the pod at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. And I'm at Sparica with two A's.
And I'm at the Guaca_Molly.
And we see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.